Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
He's the man, Mr. Mark Cabali of the Pat McAfee Show. You can see him right now on our YouTube channel. You should subscribe. It don't cost nothing. It's me and Bob and the big boy, Mark Cabali. All right, big boy. The story of the week in some ways appears to be Shador Sanders and this real or alleged rise up the board or maybe drop down the board. I don't know which it is. How real is the Steelers' interest? And do you think if he's there at 21, they would take him? Do you think they would trade up for him?
Oh, those are like three very separate questions right there. Are they interested? Yeah, absolutely. They're interested in him. But are they interested in anywhere other than 21? Probably not. I mean, they're probably too rich to move up to get him. So it all depends on what you're talking about here. I mean,
if he's there at 21, do they take him?
That's a tough one because, you know what, it all depends on who's still left on the board. I mean, it's not in a vacuum, as Mike Tomlin would say. If you just say, oh, he's there at 21, but who else is there at 21?
You mean quarterback-wise? If you're choosing between Derek Harmon and Sanders, then don't take him. We're talking about quarterback.
No.
If you believe in a first-round quarterback, it shouldn't matter who else is on the board except for another quarterback. If it does matter, then don't take him.
Oh, I agree with that, and I agree that they're not going to have that opportunity anyways. I said, and I've been saying it for weeks and weeks and weeks now. I think all three of these top quarterbacks are gone by 10 or 11 picks in, so it's a moot point after all. I mean, they don't have the capital, nor should they move up 21 to 10 to take Shador Sanders, and I think he'll be all three of those quarterbacks, including your buddy Jackson Dart, off the board before the Steelers can even sniff him.
So, Mark, let me ask.
Regardless of that,
let me ask you about this then. If, let's say, quarterbacks are gone, and I'm not sure of their interest level in any of them, but if there was interest in, and they didn't get who they wanted, and they need a second round pick and they may want more picks, would they trade their 21st overall pick to get something in the second round and possibly another third round?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm sure Omar and Mike Tomlin's going to talk early next week and say, we're not going to throw anything off the table, that we can move up, we can move back. It all depends. But, I mean, history tells you they moved back in the draft once in ever. That was Casey Hampton. They value the first-round pick extremely. I mean, other than maybe getting rid of for Minka, but he's a Pro Bowl, all-pro level guy. I think if you're trying to get back into the second round, the best, better-case scenario would be a give him – package a third round pick and maybe a sixth round pick. I'm just spitballing numbers here from next year's draft to get into second, knowing that you're going to be able to replenish that with the compensatory picks last year. I think there's a much better option of that happening than the Steelers falling back into two just to accrue some picks.
Mark Cabali of the Pat McAfee Show. He's on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. If not quarterback, and if not defensive line, would they go for a running back?
Yeah. I mean, look who they brought in. I think they're up to, what, 9 or 10?
9, yeah.
Running backs they've brought through. And they range anywhere from first day to third day. So they're keeping all their options open. I think that might be a plan B, but a lot of things would have to happen. I mean, Sanders would have to be gone. Harmon, Nolan would have to be off the board. Corners would be off the board, I do believe. But if you get to that point and your best guy is a running back, I don't think a guy like Genty even gets close to them. But a guy like Hampton could fall that way. I think they would probably not want to do that, but if they're forced to do that, I think they're ready to do that and make that move, and it makes sense. I think the more logical thing to do with running back is wait till the Monday after the draft when the compensatory pick selection is gone, where it counts against this year, and go find yourself a veteran running back in the free agency market, a la Nick Chubb. Who else? J.K. Dobbins might be still out there. I think that's a good option as well, but I wouldn't totally discount that, but I would put that a little bit lower on the list, first round potential.
All right, Mark, is this going to be the week that we find out specifically about Aaron Rodgers? And because the draft is in Green Bay, do you think that's part of his master plan here to go to Lambeau Field in person and deliver himself to the Steelers and deliver that message to Green Bay people?
I find it so funny, Bob, that every time a fake deadline passes, we create a new one. I'm not saying you, but I'm just saying it was the Pat Show. It was a week into whenever Russell signed. Now it's, you know, maybe mini camp. I mean, look at last year. I think what was that, 2 years ago? He officially got traded right before the draft, I think, to the Jets. I mean, that would make the most sense because the off-season activities here start on Monday, I believe, where they have 9 straight weeks of, you know, if it's just working out for a couple weeks to working out on the field to OTAs, you're getting a lot of those guys together. I'm not saying that he would necessarily be there, but that's when you might start hearing some rumblings of, hey, where's our quarterback at? So I would say the next deadline, if it's fake or not, which I do believe there is no deadline in Aaron Rodgers' mind right now, nor the Steelers, would be the draft. But I don't think they sign him or don't sign him, or he officially signs, or if he officially doesn't sign, affects the Steelers whatsoever the way they think of how they draft. If there's a quarterback there in the second round, first round, whoever they like, they're going to take it, not to say, okay, I might upset Aaron Rodgers. I think that's two separate stories right there.
Bob, may I engage the big boy in a game of free association? Or do you have another question?
No, that's fine. I was just going to.
I thought you were going to ask me filet or ribeye.
Did you hear about this dinner last night? They brought out the little maze that you can color on for limits, and the kids menu.
Oh, funny!
And then
did you think he had to run out to like Burlington and find himself a sport coat before he showed up?
It was amazing. It truly was.
Now I have the same sport coat that I wore to my confirmation, Cabali.
I call that the funeral suit.
I wear that everywhere. Suit to church.
Yeah, church, funeral, weddings, dinners with Joe.
Bob Limits got the chicken fingers and a little juice box off
juice
the kids'
box.
Menu.
They have a good juice box.
Juice box, yeah.
They really do.
You call the 16-ounce New York strip steak a nice little juice box item for dinner.
Do you believe, Mark, he ate all 16 ounces of that
steak? He did. I saw it.
I
could not believe it.
I don't went for dessert, big boy. He went for an ice cream sundae after that.
Ooh, but, you know, Joe, I'm a little disappointed in the filet decision by you.
I always go for the filet. Why?
It's like a cheeseburger.
Yeah, I don't like, no, but it's very tender.
Should have gone tomahawk.
Oh. I don't like the gigantic steak. You know, I just want the I didn't even eat the whole thing. I brought home some for my wife.
Ooh.
You like that move?
That's a heck of a boss move by you, taking the two youngsters out to dinner.
Yeah.
I applaud you, Joe.
It was big. I was a good host, wasn't I, Limits?
You were. Yeah, it was awesome. And I'm glad that he paid up on his bet that he said he's going to take us to a steak dinner, and we actually went. It took a while, but it ended up working.
Should have went to Ponderosa.
Or Hoss's. Cheaper That's steaks. Your favorite place, I think, right? We used to go to Hoss's on the way out to Greensburg and go to the buffet at Hoss's, Bob. You been there?
Long time ago. Yeah. What Ponderosa is left? Where are the Ponderosas?
I do not know. I know there's a... Wasn't there a Ground Round in Moon somewhere, maybe?
Are there any Long John Silvers left?
Oh, yeah. There's
one
Long John
in Robinson,
right by my house.
But not anymore.
Do you go there, Lim?
There's one in Latrobe.
Huh. Yeah.
But, okay, you're in the middle of your free association now. And Mark
Actually,
threw you
I
off.
Had never begun my free association,
That's right. He started with
Bob.
A steak. Okay.
Yeah. You ready? Big boy?
Let's roll.
If it's a first-round quarterback, who do the Steelers pick? If it's a first-round quarterback.
You're going to say Jalen Milroe.
This is supposed to move quickly.
That's tough. I would say Shador.
If it's somebody in the lower rounds, which quarterback will it be?
Pony's favorite, Kyle McCord.
If you, the big boy, were running things and you had to make a choice between these three as a backup to Rudolph or maybe a competitor, I don't know, Desmond Ridder, Teddy Bridgewater, or Carson Wentz?
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Teddy Bridgewater.
Teddy Bridgewater.
I would say none, but that's not his option,
I know,
right?
That was not the question, yeah.
Percent
chance they sign Nick Chubb.
Depends what happens in a draft, but 39%.
Percent chance this is still announced on a McAfee production of some sort around the draft if it's Aaron Rodgers.
I didn't even think about that, huh? 27% maybe.
The difference in wins between Mason Rudolph and Aaron Rodgers on the Steelers.
One.
One more for Rodgers?
Then I don't know. Should it be?
Ooh, Bob. What do you make of this? I think the big boy just suggested that Rudolph is a better option than Rodgers. I think that should be a headline on Steelers
and
Depot.
I think Mason can save some money then.
I think Mason can win games, but I think Aaron has a better chance of taking you deeper in the playoffs.
Who's the favorite right now in your mind in the AFC North?
Baltimore.
Who has a better season if they're both starters? Kenny Pickett in Cleveland or Mason Rudolph here?
Mason Rudolph.
Who has a better season if they're both starters? Aaron Rodgers here or Russell Wilson with the Giants?
Aaron Rodgers.
If you were advising Aaron Rodgers and you had a choice of the Saints, Niners, or Steelers, what would you tell him and why?
I would say the Steelers because the Niners have pretty much gutted their entire offense. And the Saints pretty much don't have much in the way of weapons either, even though they do have a pretty good head coach or coordinator. So if you want to win now, crazy to say this, but the Steelers might give you the best option.
Does Rodgers have a secret deal with the Steelers?
I don't know if it's a secret deal that's binding, but I bet there's a wink or a nod in there somewhere.
And will they trade Pickens before the season opener at any point?
I don't think so, no.
Thank you, big boy. I have no further questions. Bob, anything left for you?
The only thing would be wide receivers. It seems like we went into this several months ago talking about the Steelers still drafting a wide receiver, even if they have Pickens, mm-hmm. with the thought that if they even keep him, then next year he won't be here. Do they still do that, given all the needs they have? Do you think if they decide they're keeping Pickens, they're not going to draft a receiver this year's draft?
I don't think even if you do draft a receiver in this year's draft, you can count on him this year. I think that's how they view Roman Wilson. He has a total wipeout of 2024. He is their de facto number one wide receiver draft pick this year. Let's see what he can do this year. I think that's how they view it. So I would say that is now down, unless, you know, they get some inkling that George is going to require movement, then maybe that changes it. But as it sits right now, I think they want to see what Roman Wilson does.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Thank you, big boy. You're a philanthropist. You're a spiritual guru. You're an advisor and a mentor to our friend Limits, and you're an all-around good guy. Would you agree, Bob?
Would you like to go to a fish fry with me this weekend?
This weekend?
Yeah. It's the last fish fry you're going to get, right?
It's Good Friday.
If it's no more than like 4 feet from my house.
The big boy just wants to walk outside to his walkway, and there it is.
Maybe fish one out of a pond.
I went to one right up the street from me, right? And the pastor there somehow, you know, he had to give him your name. Like, oh, I heard you on the radio. And some guy looked at me and goes, Aaron Rodgers stinks. And he walked away. Okay.
Bob, what's your ideal fish fry plate? I like the haddock or the cod with the
haddock's good. Cod's good too.
Deep fried with some macaroni salad and perhaps a little roll. How about you?
I'm going to skip the roll. I don't need that. That takes up unnecessary space.
Yeah.
I'm going to skip no bread either. Just fish on a dish. However you want to do it, that's fine with me. I like mac and cheese.
Yeah.
And a baked potato.
Ooh. Big boy, how about you?
Why don't you get rid of the mac and cheese and just have a fish sandwich?
Because I don't want the bread.
Doesn't want bread.
Carbs are in the mac and cheese.
Well, it doesn't matter. Then there's double amount of carbs. I'm not even looking for it. I think bread unnecessarily takes it. How many times have you gone to a dinner where you eat the pre-dinner food so much that there's nothing left to eat?
Did it last night, Bob. We got two things of bread. Right. Yeah, the fresh bread from Breadworks. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You want to eat that? You're hungry. You have a drink. And next thing you know, you're full and hasn't even come to the entree.
Yeah.
I had to make sure I had only a slight piece of bread, a couple of pieces, so that I did not stuff myself. It happens before.
Good strategy.
Did I ever tell you the wrong cook story about the bread?
He didn't pick up the bill for it?
No, me, Ron, and Jerry Dolek went out to dinner one time in a road game, and they give bread ahead of time. And the lady comes over, and Ron goes, "Can you bring two more loaves of bread over?" She goes, "Sure." She brings two loaves of bread. He grabs both loaves and puts them on his plate.
What? I thought you were going to say he brought home both loaves.
I thought you were going to say he stuffed them in his pants and he took them home.
He might have ended up, but he took both loaves and instantly put them on his plate.
And he ate them?
He
couldn't have eaten them.
I have a picture of it. I do have a picture of it. If I can find it, I will send it.
Do you remember when the Steelers used to have steak and lobster day on the last day of camp and Gertie made a doggy bag and took home some steak and lobster? That was amazing.
Yeah, Norm used to do that too, the great Norm Vargo.
I remember that, actually.
Take a little to-go plate, Bob?
Just take it. It's like,
he wanted the surf and turf.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, we don't have lobster. We don't have surf and turf, sir. He goes, yeah, you do. You got steak right here and lobster right here. Give me both of them.
It's like when you go, you know, I see people and I just can't believe it. You go to a buffet times. And people think it's endless to the point where when they leave, they're going to clean you out. They bring in bags and take it with them. I'm like, come on. You can't be doing that. Can you? That's not.
The buffet.
I mean, you can. I've done it before, Bob.
You've eaten and then you go back, stuff bags. You do that.
Yeah, they let you. Why not?
Well, I guess this all stems from cookie tables at weddings because it's amazing. And I've gone through this twice with weddings for my daughters where you think you have enough to feed an army of cookies.
Right.
And it's amazing how many people just take them in huge amounts.
Speaking of that, breaking news from last week, Donnie was on Friday and revealed that in his upcoming wedding, there's going to be no wedding cake, but just a cookie table. And he says this is common. You agree with that, big boy? No wedding cake?
No, you have to have a wedding cake, right, Bob?
Yes, right, Bob? I think you do. I just think it's just tradition. I like wedding cakes. You can make them as big as you want and however you want to do it. But I think it's part of, you know, you got to have the slicing of the cake by the husband and the wife.
Limits, were you taken aback by that when Donnie revealed that?
I was a little surprised, but, you know, because of how big the cookie table phenomena is in Pittsburgh, because other places it's not like that, I understand why he would get rid of it, but he still needs a small little cake for him and maybe even the people at like his.
He did say that's a possibility, like a personal pan
for
pizza.
The bridal party too. Like maybe they could want some.
Thank you, big boy.
All right, Mark.
See you, buddy.
Talk to you.
All right, we'll see you.
Bye, Mark.
A nice man he is, Bob, huh?
It's amazing what we get into with these conversations.
It really is.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.